Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Welcome to Studio Classroom, everybody. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson called Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. We already took a look at this place and what it has to offer. Of course, lots of beautiful scenery from the waterfalls to hot springs to the lakes and mountains. And of course, even the little coffee shops and the things you can see there. What kind of places have you been to in the world like this? Maybe a national park. Carolyn, have you ever visited any big national parks?
Well, I've been to a few national parks and other park areas. One near where I grew up is the New River Gorge, and it's a national river area that is 70,000 acres.
Whoa.
Because it follows the river, and that's only part of where the river runs, and it's absolutely beautiful. In fact, they usually have a big celebration in the summer.
Interesting. Well, that sounds cool. I've been to some national parks in the United States, like Yosemite National Park. I've talked about it before, but I love Yosemite. I'd love to go back. Of course, another famous one is the Grand Canyon National Park. And probably the most famous is Yellowstone National Park. But I've also been to places in Taiwan, like Kending National Park is a wonderful place to visit as well. Well, what about you? What national parks have you been to? Maybe it'll be a little bit like Banff and things you can see around Lake Louise. So let's get started with the second part of our lesson today.
Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. Be sure to ride the Banff gondola up Sulphur Mountain. You can see 6 mountain ranges from the top. Take the easy 1 kilometer walk around the top of the mountain. You can enjoy the view from every direction. Have your camera ready to shoot not only the views, but also the animals. Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep and other animals frequent the gondola area. But mosquitoes also frequent the area, so keep moving. When you stop, they attack. You can ride the gondola down or hike down the 5.3-kilometer switchback trail.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Welcome back for day 2 of our travel article to the Canadian Rocky Mountains. Today, we'll learn about one of the best ways to experience the beauty of Banff and Lake Louise. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Range. Range is a noun. This range of mountains stretches across the state. Shoot. Shoot is a verb. Ted shot some pictures of the bears with his new camera. Frequent. Frequent is a verb. You'll probably see Bess here. She often frequents this cafe. Canyon. Canyon is a noun. It took 2 hours to hike down to the bottom of the canyon. Your more information words are gondola. Gondola is a noun. Switchback. Switchback is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn some really great information. Let's dive right in.
All right, let's go back to the top of our lesson here. We read, be sure to ride the Banff gondola up Sulphur Mountain. All right, so have you ever been in one of these? Carolyn, have you ever been in a gondola?
Gondola, or I've heard it also said as a gondola, mm-hmm. And I have. I have been in one here in Taipei. There's one that goes up to a tea-growing area, but There is also one in West Virginia that is at this river that I mentioned earlier, at the New River Gorge.
Well, gondolas or gondolas are quite fun. They can be a great way to see things below, to see what is in that area. So you can take the Banff gondola or gondola up Sulphur Mountain. Well, Carolyn, sulfur makes me think of hot springs or Shinbeito. Have you ever been to Shinbeito?
I have been there once, but I have been to other hot springs in Taiwan, in Jiaoxi.
Okay.
And, oh, it's wonderful, but there's not very much sulfur in the ones that I've been to.
Okay. Well, sulfur does have a very distinct or unique smell. It kind of smells like rotten eggs. And so I'm sure you might smell a little bit of that at Sulphur Mountain in Banff National Park. Well, how does this lesson continue?
Well, we see you can see 6 mountain ranges from the top. Wow. So if you go to the top of this mountain, you can see 6 different mountain ranges. And range is one of the words from our word bank. Let's take a look at that. Now, this is just kind of a measure word for a group of mountains, a mountain range.
That's right. Probably the most famous or one of the most famous mountain ranges in North America are the Rocky Mountains. Of course, we talked about the Canadian Rockies, but this mountain range goes all the way through the United States as well. So it is indeed a very big or long range of mountains.
That's right. And there are many other mountain ranges in the United States. One that runs through my home state of West Virginia would be the Appalachian Mountains, or Appalachian, as some people say it from different areas. There's also the Shenandoah Mountain Range.
All right. And from here at the top of Sulphur Mountain, you can not only just see one mountain range, but 6 different mountain ranges. It seems like you could see for quite a ways. That sounds really cool.
It does. Now, continuing on, take the easy 1 kilometer walk around the top of the mountain. So, it's not too difficult and it's not too long either.
It's not. It's only 1 kilometer if you like hiking, but you don't like long hikes. Try that. And we continue, you can enjoy the view from every direction. I like it when you get to the top of a mountain. It's worth the effort, right, Carolyn? Because you can see many different things.
That's right. And we also see, have your camera ready to shoot not only the views, but also the animals. Now, this word shoot is from our word bank as well. And here, we're not talking about shooting a gun.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. What are we talking about, Gabe?
Well, you see the word camera here. Have your camera ready. So, of course, you use the word shoot when you're using a camera as well. You take your camera out and you shoot things. So you can take pictures. It just means to take pictures or capture pictures. And actually, you can use a phrase, great shot. If you see a picture that you really like, you can say, wow, that is a really great shot. I like that shot.
That's right. So here we're using this word to describe taking a picture or just filming things. It could also be video. You can shoot video somewhere as well. Well, continuing, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep and other animals frequent the gondola area. Oh, well, this sounds like a pretty good area for me to go visit.
Well, yes, you enjoy learning about wild animals, and I would enjoy seeing this as well. I love to see the Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep. This kind of sounds majestic to me. We talked about that word majestic yesterday, something that is grand and really big and nice to look at. A bighorned sheep sounds kind of majestic.
It does, and we see in this sentence that animals frequent the area. Another word from our word bank. If you frequent a place, then you go there often. So here, animals often go to this area.
All right, well, how else can you use this word frequent? I used to frequent the Shiling Night Market. I used to go there often. I don't go there as often now. I don't frequent it very often anymore. But what is something that you frequent?
Well, there's an Indian restaurant that I like to frequent on the weekends. I go there almost every week.
Well, that is something that you can frequent. You can frequent restaurants, places, something that you go and enjoy often. Well, you can frequent this place, but mosquitoes also frequent the area, so keep moving. You're not the only one that's going there. When you stop, they attack. All right, so when you stop, these mosquitoes will attack you and start biting you, sucking your blood. Not very pleasant.
No, it's not. So you should keep moving, and you can ride the gondola down or hike the 5.3-kilometer switchback trail. So it's not too long of a trail if you don't mind the hike, but it is a switchback trail, so it goes back and forth on itself.
That's right. It's a lot easier to hike up a switchback trail than to go straight up a steep mountain. Well, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 range 这个名词。Range 是指山脉，例如 The massive mountain range to the north divides the two countries. 这片向北延伸广大的山脉是这个两个国家的分水岭。Range 也可以指范围或幅度，例如 The store provides a wide range of colors and patterns of fabrics for customers to choose from. 这家商店提供顾客各种颜色和花色的布料可供挑选。继续我们看的是 frequent 这个动词。Frequent 我们学过当形容词是指经常的，但是当动词是指经常出入或常去，例如 The students in our school frequent the sandwich place.我们学校的学生常常去这家三明治店，或者是 Our boss frequents this golf club to meet his friends. 我们老板常常去这家高尔夫球俱乐部和朋友会面。
We are on the second day of our article, Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. Today we've been talking about some beautiful views from the top of one of the mountains. From that point, you can see 6 different mountain ranges. You can also enjoy walking along the trail up there at the gondola area and see animals that frequent the area. Be sure to bring your camera with you so that you can shoot a few photos of them from the top. Well,It's time to continue learning some more about this beautiful area.
Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. Another popular trail takes you through Johnston Canyon. Take an easy hike to enjoy the lower falls, but don't stop there. The trail will take you past 7 waterfalls.You can walk through a wet tunnel and enjoy a close-up look at the upper falls. They are more than twice as high as the lower falls. Keep your eyes open and watch for birds, too. Many species live and nest in the canyon.
Well, at the beginning of this section, we're talking about another popular trail here in Banff National Park.We read another popular trail takes you through Johnston Canyon. Okay, so we've already talked about a 1 kilometer walk and a 5.3 kilometer switchback trail. And here's another one that takes you through Johnston Canyon.
Well, that sounds like a really great place to go. Canyon is one of the words from our word bank. And a canyon is just a big open area.Between a mountain, usually, a big hole, and it makes me think of a very famous canyon in the United States,
Gabe. What is that, Carolyn?
Oh, I think you know.
Yes, I think I mentioned it earlier, the Grand Canyon. Of course, grand is another name for big, and it's a really big canyon in the United States. I had a chance to visit the Grand Canyon at night.But I only saw it after the sun went down. It was kind of sad. I would love to see the Grand Canyon early in the morning and see from every direction how beautiful it is.
Well, I will have to put that on my list of places to go. I think my list keeps getting longer and longer the more places we talk about. But so here is a canyon. So it's a valley with steep sides made out of rock and...It sounds like a really great place to go. We continue reading. Take an easy hike to enjoy the lower falls. But don't stop there. Why shouldn't we stop, Gabe?
Don't stop there. There's more to do. The trail will take you past 7 waterfalls. Okay? So you could stop at the lower falls if you really wanted to. But if you do that, then you'll miss the chance to see 7 more waterfalls.
Well, then you should keep going so you can enjoy all of those waterfalls, Gabe. And you can walk through a wet tunnel and enjoy a close-up look at the upper falls.
All right, you're going to go through a wet tunnel. Well, there are many kinds of tunnels. Some tunnels people make through mountains so that cars can drive through them. A wet tunnel, Carolyn, what do you think this is?
Well, I would guess that it's a tunnel that has been made by water.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many waterfalls here and lakes. There's Lake Louise, but it sounds like there's such a large amount of water in this area, it is quite possible that water has formed this tunnel and there is still water dripping from the sides.
Yeah, that's what I imagined as well, water dripping down the sides of these tunnels. So you can get a close-up look at upper falls. And we learn more about this. They are more than twice as high as the lower falls. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Ken and Steve in the Information Cloud.
The magnificence of the Canadian Rockies wasn't fully known until the 1880s when the Canadian Transcontinental Railway was being built.
The president of the Canadian Pacific Railway was so impressed with the scenic beauty of one mountainous area in Alberta that he named it Banff, after his birthplace of Banffshire, Scotland.
So, one way a place can get its name, from another place.
Another way is by something a place has, so we would expect Sulphur Mountain to have a lot of sulfur.
And indeed, it does. Okay, next is Johnson Canyon. Well, who was Johnson?
Good question. Johnson was a prospector. In the 1880s, he was wandering around the Banff area looking for gold and other things prospectors look for.
Well, he didn't find anything that made him rich, but he did discover a beautiful canyon. So we see a place sometimes gets its name from the person that discovers it.
Finally, in our lesson, we have the upper falls and lower falls. Here we find names based on their relationship to something else in the area.
That makes sense. There can't be an upper falls if there are no lower falls, right?
你有没有想过英文的地名是怎么产生的？有些地名是来自已经存在的地名，像今天课文介绍的 Banff 国家公园。Banff 这个名字其实是当年加拿大太平洋铁路公司的老板引用他在苏格兰出生地 Banffshire 所命名的。另一个来源呢，是一个地方所生产的东西，像课文中的 Sulphur Mountain 黄硫磺山，就真的有 Sulphur 硫磺。另一个地名的由来是以发现这个地方的人的名字命名，像 Johnson Canyon 这个峡谷就是一位名叫 Johnson 的淘金者发现的。另外呢，地名也有可能来自一个地方的地理位置，像课文中讲到 Upper Falls 和 Lower Falls 这两个瀑布， Upper 当然就是在上游， Lower 就是在它的下游。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. It is always interesting to know where places got their names. Continuing on, keep your eyes open and watch for birds, too. So there aren't just bighorn sheep and elk and other animals. There are also birds that you can be watching for. And Gabe, this phrase here, keep your eyes open, reminds me of another phrase we have in English.
Carolyn, I think I know the phrase you're thinking about. Is it keep your eyes peeled?
It is. And that is a great phrase that we want to talk about today, to keep your eyes peeled. Now, if you peel something, usually that means to take the outside layer off. And if you keep your eyes peeled, then they are not closed. They are open.
Carolyn, this reminds me of my scooter helmet. It was stolen recently. Someone took my scooter helmet And I would like to ask you, Carolyn, to keep your eyes peeled for my helmet to see if anybody is wearing this helmet.
Well, okay? I will be sure to keep my eyes peeled. And if I see your helmet, I will be watching for it. And I'll let you know.
Thank you. I would love to have my helmet back. So you too, keep your eyes peeled. I want to have my scooter helmet back. Well, you can keep your eyes open or keep your eyes peeled at Banff National Park, and you can see birds and other kinds of animals. Many species live and nest in the canyon. So we're talking about birds here. Many species of many different kinds of birds live in the canyon.
And they build their nests there, which means that you might be able to see baby birds depending on the time of year that you go. If it's a time when the eggs are hatching, mm-hmm. then you can see their nests and the small baby birds in those nests.
Yeah, I would really enjoy seeing those kinds of nests as well. Baby birds, because they might not just be little birds. It could be like eagle nests, mm-hmm. which the babies would be really amazing to see. So you could see one of these things in the canyon. Right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, here we are in beautiful Banff.
Yes, this place is at the top of our travel list.
Oh. And here we are. Hey, let's grab breakfast and coffee before we head out to explore.
Good idea. And then we can decide how to explore. Should we use a car, bicycle, hiking boots, skis, canoes?
Oh, yes. We should use them all. And ride the gondola, too.
Where will that take us?
Up Sulphur Mountain. We can see 6 mountain ranges from the top.
That's great. What will we do there?
Walk around and enjoy the view from every direction.
I've got my camera ready.
Whoo! You can shoot not only the views, but also the animals.
Ooh, animals?
Yes. Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep frequent the area. And mosquitoes.
Oh, then we'll have to keep moving. Huh.
We can take the gondola back down or hike down the Switchback Trail.
Another popular trail will take us through the Johnson Canyon. Mm.
The trail will take us past 7 waterfalls and walk through a wet tunnel.
What else will we see?
Birds! So, keep your eyes open.
I'll keep my eyes open and my camera ready.
How's it going?
OK, 接下来我们看的是 Canyon 这个名词。Canyon 是指峡谷。例如 ,The Grand Canyon is famous for its beautiful scenery. 大峡谷以它的美景闻名。或者是 ,The Observation Tower overlooks a majestic Red Rock Canyon. 这个观景塔向下可以俯瞰这个壮观的红石峡谷。所以我们看的是这段课文中间的 Close-up 这个名词。Close-up 是指特写镜头或特写。例如 ,the satellite took several close-up pictures of this planet. 这个人造卫星拍了几张这个行星的特写照片。或者是 ,it's kind of odd to see a close-up of yourself on TV. 在电视上看到自己特写镜头感觉有点怪怪的。And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Well, today we learned about some things that you can see in Banff National Park. You might be able to spot a Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, or you could see all different kinds of birds there as well. Carolyn, what kind of interesting wildlife have you seen?
Well, I have seen quite a few different kinds of animals. I've seen deer and black bear, rabbits, raccoons, opossums, foxes.
Whoa. Carolyn, I think you've seen a lot of different kinds of wildlife. You're pretty happy about that, aren't you?
I am. I love seeing wildlife and eagles and different kinds of snakes.
You're too lucky, Carolyn. Carolyn, it's great where you grew up in West Virginia. You could see all those kinds of things. Well, what is your answer? What kind of wildlife have you seen, friends? I hope you've seen some different kinds. And of course, we have more to learn about beautiful Banff and Lake Louise in tomorrow's lesson right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.